Okay, I still get homesick. I'll admit it, and I can't wait for the bye week, a chance to go home. You know, I saw what going home did for players last week. Sean Smith had his best game as a Chief yet, going against his old team, the Dolphins, or Anthony Fasano, who used to play there. Dwayne Bowe had his first game ever in Miami, his hometown, and Cairo Santos was back in familiar surroundings. Well, one of the best things about going home for me is the food. It's unbelievable because they crank out those old recipes that you go back and find that are so, so tasty. In 2013, the Chiefs had some very distinct recipes to get to a 9-0 start. One, they won the field position battle week after week after week. They led the National Football League and where the offense started drives. They also led the National Football League most of the year where the opponent started drives. Well, that's changed this year. In fact, right now, the Chiefs are last in the league where their opponents start their drives. Also, turnovers. Last year, Kansas City was second only to the world champion Seattle Seahawks in the giveaway-takeaway ratio. And on takeaway points, the Chiefs led the National Football League. This year, the Chiefs are the only team in the league that has not forced a turnover. And of course, you can't score turnover points if you don't get the turnovers. But I see it starting to change. In the last 2 weeks, this team has made great strides in all three phases, changing field position last week against Miami on Frankie Hammond Jr.'s punt return, which led to momentum change and Kansas City to get a 19-point win on the road. Plus, so close to getting turnovers. And this week, you turn on the bright lights of Arrowhead Stadium to take back the Guinness Book of World Records for the loudest stadium in the National Football League against the New England Patriots. Yep, to me, this week feels like going home and finding some of those old, really good recipes.